We are holding Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah starts with Yes Tumas Shemen Levoino. There are some menachos that you have to have both oil put into it and the Levoino put on top of it. A Shemen Vele Levoino. Some menachos only need Shemen and do not need Levoino. And there are some menachos that Levoino Vele Shemen. The opposite. You only need Levoino and you do not need Shemen. And Loi Shemen Vele Levoino. There are some menachos that do not need both. It's Loi Shemen and Loi Levoino. Now the Mishnah explains. The Elu, these are the menachos that tunas Shemen and Levoino. That you need both Shemen and Levoino. That Minchas Hafelus, that the regular Mincha, Rashi says, the Misnadev Mincha Stam, somebody was Misnadev to bring Stam and Mincha. So Stam and Mincha is maybe Yisor and Felus. You have to bring an Yisor and full of wine flour, the Shemen, you pour oil into it, or Levoino. Or Boila, you mix it up. The Kentz, and then you make a chemitza to Moshe Yichai the way it is right now. And now this, the passage says, Shemen Levoino. Here it says clearly. That's called the Stam Amincha Sarfeles, that you have to have both Shemen and Levoino. Now the Amachavas, that's the mincha made in the frying pan. The Amacheshes, the one made in the regular deep pan. The Achalos, of Yavchalos, or a Kikun of Yav wafers. Now all these menaches need Shemen and Levoino, and the pshat is we learn it out from a Stam Mincha. By Stam Mincha, it says clearly Shemen and Levoino, these menachos also need Shemen and Levoino. Then the Mishnah says, like Minchas Kanim, the same halach applies to a Mincha that a Kohen brings, because it's not as to bring Stam a Kohen, or else the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, that's the Minchas Chavitim, that a Kohen Gadol brings every single day, also needs both Shemen and Levoino. Or Minchas Goyim, if a Goy would bring a Mincha, we are doing a minchas noshim. If an ish is misnadev to bring a mincha, or mincha seina, the mincha that's brought on the second day of Pesach, b'shishas or b'nisim, that's poskos. It says clearly. It says over there, v'nasar toleh shemen v'sam toleh levoina. So in all these menachos, you have to have shemen and levoina. Now minchas nesachim, a mincha that's brought with the korban of a behema, of a korban oil, let's say, need the mincha brought with it, then the locher is tuna shemen, but we ain't tuna levoina. You only have to have shemen, but not levoina. Because by minchas pesachim, it says shemen and does not say levoina. Therefore, we know you do not have to have levoina. What's going to be with the lechem aponim that's brought every Shabbos, toyin levoina, we ain't toyin shemen, the lechem aponim. It's made from chametz, it's made from the wheat, the flour and water, and you put levoino on top of shtei bezichim, but no shemen. The entire shemen, shtei halechem. What's going to be the lach about the shtei halechem is born on shruas, or at minchas chayta, when a chayta brings a mincha, and only by korban oil of the yerid, when the oni brings the korban mincha, or else a minchas kenois, when a chayta has to bring a mincha. On these three, so the Mishnah says loy shemen below levoino. You do not need not shemen in this mincha, no oil, and no adin, no levoino in the mincha. Now the Gemara says, Omer apropo, kol heicho de tanan, efa tanan. Wherever it says you have to bring these chalas, it means 10 of them. So that our Mishnah says, the different menachos tam, a minchas ha-chalas, or we had a machvas and a macheshes. So all those, they come from an isor and a flour, and it has to be divided down, baked into 10 different breads. So esa tanan means it has to be 10 of the same type, and the chiddush is even the type that's baked in the oven, which could easily be made from chalas or from a kikin, but it has to be 10 of the same. Either you can make 10 chalas, or else make 10 rikikin, 10 wafers. But the chiddush is not 5 and 5. So therefore, the Prophet is teaching us that lafukim into Rebbe Shimon, not like Rebbe Shimon. The yom that Rebbe Shimon holds, machza chalos or machza rekikin yovi. Yes, you're allowed to bring 5 chalos and 5 rekikin. Even though it has to be baked in 10, it doesn't have to all 10 be the same. It could be 5 and 5. Kamanish from London, that's what Papa's Chiddush know. And our Mishnah means Esther, the same type. But she says, Kamanish from the Papa, the whole Menocha is the Masnisin, Esther Ninu. Tach chalos, Esther chalos, Vachter kikin, Esther kikin. Because the chiddush is just like the other ones, just like by macheshes or machvat, there's no choice. It all has to be ten of the same. The same thing when it says chalas from a kikin of the Mishnah also means the same. There's no choice. Either you bring a mincha of chalas, ten of them, or a mincha of a kikin, ten of them. Tanu Rabbanan went like this. The pasuk says, "V'nasato lo shemin, v'lo yalechem aparim shemin." We make the deed to say only on this you put shemin, and not on the lechem aparim. So Rashi says, we're talking about here the mincha soimer. The mincha toimer was brought on the second day of Pesach. So the pasuk says, "V'nasato lo shemin." On the mincha soimer, we put shemin. So the deed to say, "V'lo yalechem aparim." But the lechem aparim is brought every Shabbos, that does not need shemen. Sheyoch was other than what I thought to say. But loy dinu, really it's a swear like this. Oma minchas mesochim. Maduch, the mincha that comes by with the korban. Ma minchas mesochim. Shein the tuna levoina. You do not have to have any levoina with it. Still, tuna shemen. Still you have to have shemen with the minchas mesochim. If so, lechem aparim, the lechem is brought every Shabbos. Shetong levoina, the deal of the din is you have to have two bezichim full of levoina. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a svara to say shetong shemin, you have to have shemin on it also. So, how do I know that they're not like this? Talmud Lema, therefore the post says that mincha soimer, o leho, an extra post that called leho, to teach, extra word to teach us, o leho, shemin, only on the mincha soimer do you have to have shemin, but v'loya lechem upon him, lechem upon him does not need shemin, v'loya lechem upon him shemin. Even though the lechem aponim has levoina, the pasuk says, but akoponim shemen and nut. That's the extra pasuk. Then the pasuk says by mincha soimer, the samto lehel levoina. By the mincha soimer, you have to put shemen, and also you have to put levoina. But again, it says next to word oleho, the samto lehel levoina. Says the ikov here also oleho levoina. Only on the mincha soimer do you have to have levoina, but v'loy al minchas nesachim levoina. But al minchas nesachim, even though shemen it needs, but levoina not. The minchas nesachim does not need levoina. How do I know it from? From the extra pasuk that it says the minchas oimer v'samto leh levoina. Only on the minchas oimer and not on the minchas nesachim that comes with the korban. Because without this pasuk, sheyochol I would have thought to say, baloi dinu, really it's a swear like this. Oma lechem aponim sheinoi toin shemen. The lechem aponim every Shabbos does not need shemen. Still, toin levoina, you have to put levoina the shtei bezichim levoina. If so, minchas nesachim, the mincha that comes with the korban, she'atuna shemen, you have to put shemen on it. Is ein adin, isn't it a svara to say she'aton levoina? She also have to have levoina. So maybe I would say you need levoina by the minchas nesachim. On this Talmud Loima, it says by minchas oimer oleho. So diik is oleho levoina. Only on the minchas oimer you have to have levoina. Loya minchas nesachim. But on the mincha of Nesach and me, you do not have to have levoina. Shemin, yes, but not levoina. V'loya mincha Nesach and levoina. Now, mincha, the pasuk gives off a samto leh levoina, mincha he, says that this mincha sa'im is called the mincha. What's the chiddush of mincha? L'rabbis minchas shmini leh levoina. That's by the eighth day of the Meluyim, by the Yom HaKomes HaMishkan. So Rashi says, you have to have a mincha over there mixed in with shemen. So the rabbi said that mincha shmini also needs levoina. Even though the pasuk only says by the minchas of shmini, you need shemen, but we're making this deek now, levoina also needs levoina. Then the pasuk ends off, it says mincha he, it says the word he, so we'll do with the word he. Again, this is all by the mincha soimer. And the pasuk says, "V'nasat oleh shemen, v'nasat v'samt oleh levoino, mincha hi." So, what's the word "hi"? Is lohoitzi shtei halechem shloyitanu loy shemen v'loy levoino. Believe it or not, that the shtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos does not need not shemen and not levoino. That's mincha hi. All here by the mincha soimer, you have to have shemen and levoino. But by another mincha, no. And that's by the shtei halechem, we do not need shemen and not levoina. So that's how we know the din of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, mama, what we just said before, oleh shemen." It says by the mincha soimer, put shemen on it. We're making a diet for lo yalechem aponim and not on the chalas that come on Shabbos. For lo yalechem aponim shemen. So what's the question? How do you know to make this diet? Emma, why don't I say like this rather? Oleh shemen, that on the mincha soimer the shemen. For loya minchas kanim shemon, but maybe not on the mincha the kohen brings. Maybe a mincha the kohen brings does not need shemen. Like how come the Mishnah said minchas kanim needs both shemen and levoino? Why don't I say the word shemeni is coming lafuke? Oleh Hashem is coming lafuke minchas kohanim, and maybe the lechem upon him needs shemen. Tzmura says no. Mistavet Tzmura v'svara minchas kanim hevelu rebuye. Tzmura v'svara said that minchas kanim should also need shemen. Why? Shekein yisorin, because it also comes from yisorin, worth of flour. And Rashi explains that kol hamanochis comes in yisorin, a flour. And the same thing, the oimer is also a sira sefer. Abba by lechem aponim ksiv, shnei yisroinim yuachala. There has to be from two yisroinim. As Moritz Tavor said that the minchas kanim should be doim with the minchas oimer, and will be lafuke, that the lechem aponim has different halacha. Secondly, kli. Rashi says, kol hamanochis tuna kli lolish, prepare shtia lechem. That you have to need it in a kli. But the lechem aponim, and the nikta shalla batanar, but lechem aponim first gets its kedusha by the tanar. The kli you need it in has no kedusha. So therefore, minchas kanim is more damage to the minchas oimer. Chutz, that Rashi says, kol hamanochis abudosan bachutz. All the manochis, you can make them outside the base of Midish. Avolechem aponim sidur beichol. You have to make sadur it inside the echol. Means chutz doesn't mean out of the base of Midrash. It means in the base of Midrash, not inside the penim. Here, the lechem aponim, that goes inside the echol, it goes inside the penim. So it's different than a minchas kanim and from a minchas oimer. Vitzura. So vitzura, what you mean is the way it looks. So Rashi Chur's Mashbe mean that all other menachas are the psul of lina. The kach gedashim heim. And therefore, the only nechol el liyum just that one day. But lechem aponim faket, the same with Allah shulchan, mi Shabbos le Shabbos, so lechem aponim is different halacha. Then hagosha, you have to bring the mincha towards the mizbeach. First, all menachas toin hagosha. Lechem aponim, though, are not toin hagosha. So therefore, the sword of lechem aponim should be different. The ishim, or the menachas, there's what to be burnt. There's a kmitz at least, the minchas kanim, those things is burnt. Minchas oimer has the kmitz that's burnt. Ma'ashenken lechem aponim, no part of the mincha, no part of lechem is burnt. That's the Torah to say, lechem aponim should be different, and minchas kanim should be shover to the minchas oimer. Adam Moore says, no, Adam, but just the opposite way. Lechem aponim hevel rebuye. Maybe it's a Torah to say, the lechem aponim should be like the minchas oimer. Maybe it also needs shemen. Why? Shekein tzibure. It's also a korban tzibur, just like the minchas oimer is a korban tzibur. The lechem aponim on Shabbos is also a korban tzibur. Chayva, there's a chayv to bring it. Tumeya, since it's a korban tzibur, it's brought b'tumur also. Versus oimer, shtei lechem lechavonim, chayva, and it's also deichas tumah. Ma'ashen kein, lichas kanim is not deichas tumah. And the ochil, that both the shiur oimer, there's what to be eaten by the kanim, and the same thing, lechem aponim is what to be eaten by the kanim. Ma'ashenken and minchas kanim is kula kol, those things burnt. So every minchas kanim should be different. Tigul, there's also in the shirei of an oimer, when they tigul, since the kmitza, the kmitz is matter, the oimer, therefore there's a matirim, you make tigul. Same thing, lechem aponim also, when they tigul, because the bezichim is what's matter it. Ma'ashenken, by minchas kanim, those things is burnt, there's no matter, therefore there's no pigul by minchas kanim. So, maybe minchas kanim should be different. And b'shabbat, that the oimer is brought even on Shabbos, if it comes out on Shabbos. And the same thing, v'rechem aponim. Ma'ashenke, minchas kanim are not brought on Shabbos, so maybe minchas kanim should be lafuket, there's no shemen. Someone says, no, mistabra nefesh, it's more of a sword, and more of a sword to say, nefesh. So Rashi explains that astam mincha ksiv nefesh lamadnu dechol menachos yochid torn shemen. That says the parasha of all menachos stam means a korban yochid usually needs shemen. So that's more established to say that the minchas kanim does need shemen, and therefore lafuke what does not need is called the minchas the lechem aponim. Amama, what we just said before also. Ole ol levoino, only an oimer you will need levoino for loya minchas nesachim. But a korban that's brought, or the minchas brought with the korban does not need levoino. For loya minchas nesachim levoino. For the more why, aim one that's like this better. Ole a levoina. Top of the minchas saim, we have to put levoina. But v'loya minchas kahanim levoina. But maybe minchas kahanim does not need levoina. Smor says no. Mistavros, more mistavro. Minchas kahanim hem lerebuyis. Smor mistavro. Minchas kahanim should be daima to a minchas saim that needs levoina. Shekei nisar when they both come nisar an amount of flour. V'lula, it's mixed up. V'lug with this amount of shemen. Mugash is a mitzvah sagosho. V'galatma comes by itself. Rafuki and Minchas Nesochim, it comes because of the carbon. Sumara says, Adra, maybe the opposite way. Minchas Nesochim, maybe it's hard to say, just like the Minchas Oiner needs Levoina, maybe Minchas Nesochim also needs Levoina. You know why? Shekein Tziburay Echoiva. They're both the carbon Tzibur, the Minchas Nesochim, by carbon Atoida, the carbon Atomid every day is brought. And Oimer is a Minchas Tzibur, Echoiva is a Chayim to bring it. Bring it. The Yitma sits the Korban Tzibas the Chatuma. The Shabbat can even bring it on Shabbos also. So Mar still says no. Mistavra Nefesh. It's still a sword to say that a Minchas Kanim, which is a Yochid, when a Yochid brings a Mincha, he's daima to a regular Stam Mincha. It says the word Nefesh there. So it's more Mistavra to say that the Mincha that a Kohen brings, since he's a Yochid, his Mincha needs all the things that a regular Mincha needs. And since a regular Mincha needs Shemen, a Stam Mincha needs Shemen and Levoina, it's a svara to say that Minchas Kanim also needs both. And therefore, we come lafuke, as must mean that a mincha that's not for Yochid. So, Mirmayet, Minchas, Minchas Nesachim, it doesn't come with Chalatzmai, or else a Minchas Lechem Aponim, or else, Lechem Aponim. Now it says, Mincha Lerabois, Mincha Shmini. That it says next to the word Mincha by the Mincha Soimer, says the word Minchas Rabbas, that the Minchas brought B'yom Shemini Shemaluyim Akamas HaMishkan, also you have to have L'Levoina. The rest of the question, V'yema, why don't I say L'Hoitzi? Maybe no, maybe some teachers, Mincha, only this Mincha needs L'Levoina. But not the Mincha Shemini. So verse is, hi, my, how can you say that? Iyam with Bishleim L'Rabbas, if it's coming to include the Mincha Shemini Shap, it's very good, it's a Chiddush to say that it needs L'Levoina, it's a Chiddush here. But Eli, if you want to tell me though, Lohitzi, that the word here of Minchas coming to teach us that by the Minchas Hashemini of the Meluyim, you do not have to have Levoina. Lomeli, what do I need a pasuk go together for? The word simple. Sure, me Doris, lo yafinin. I do not learn out sure from Doris. I do not learn out one from the other. So as Pshita, you would not have to have it. I wouldn't need a pasuk for that. So Elamai, the pasuk Mincha must be teaching us L'Rabbis that yes, I need it. Then we say, he, it says, the end of the pasuk, he, mincha, he, lo'itzi shtei alechem, at the shtei alechem, v'ron shuas, shlo yitinu, lo'i shem, v'lo'i levoina, does not need both, does not need shem, and not levoina. So there's a question, why? V'yema, why don't I say, lo'itzi minchas kanim? Let's like yes before, let's say the word he is coming to tell us, the minchas kanim does not need anything. Smurah says, no, mistavra minchas kanim, hevel rebuyim. Why again the Svar Zah Shekein Yisarin? It comes from one tenth of an Yisarin, Yisarin a Eifa, one tenth of an Eifa flour. Kli, you have to put it into a Kli like the other Menachis. It has its Kedusha through the Kli. Lafuka, the Shtei Lechem has its Kedusha through the Afiyas and the Tanner. Matzah, the Yoka Matzah, Machin, the Shtei Lechem comes Chometz. The Etzem, it comes because of itself. Mashiach and the Shnei Lechem comes because of the Shnei Kvasim. Hagosha is the Mitzvah Hagosha, not by Shnei Lechem. Vishim, there's what to be burnt by Minchas Kana, by the Minchas Oimer. There's a Kemitzah, and by Oimer, and by crying the whole thing, Mashiach and Shnei Lechem, nothing is burnt. As Moham Estavra said, the Minchas Kana should be in the Sraba, and be Loitzi Shnei Lechem. So versus Adra, but just the opposite. I can tell you Svaris, Shnei Lechem, Hebel Rebriye. Maybe I'll tell you Svaris, Shnei Lechem should have to have Shemen and Levoina. Why should Kain Tzibur? Maybe the Shtei Lechem comes on Shuah, it's his daima to the carbon Oimer. It's also a carbon Tzibur. Chayv, it's a chayv to bring it. Tzimeya, therefore, Tzibur Dechatana. And the Ochil, that the Shtei Lechem is eaten by the Kanim. Lafuki, Minchas Kanim, the whole thing is burnt, there's nothing to be eaten. So maybe Minchas Kanim should be different. Tigulo, there's Chal Pigul upon the Minchas Oimer and upon the Shtei Lechem. But not upon the Minchas Kanim, because there's no matim, there's nothing there to eat for the Kanim. The Shabbat, it's Dreche Shabbos, also Shtei Lechem. Matir, there is a matir over here, that the Shnei Kvasim is being matzah, the Shnei Lechem, to be eaten, Tanufi, you have to pick it up and bear it. So that's the money who come from Tfur that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. The Zman is a special Zman, when to bring the Shnei Lechem and when to bring the Minchas Aymer, so the Daimel Adadi. The Minchas Aymer both have a Zman Kibura. One's on Pesach, one's on Shavuos. Chodesh, they're both the similar type of a Mincha, they're both the first type. The Aymer and the Shnei Lechem are both Chodesh. Nothing else, it had to come for the new crop. Just the Aymer is brought from Sarim, and the Shnei Lechem is brought from wheat, but it's the first time they use it on the Mizbeach. So Mar Stosa, and also Vahan and Nefishin, it's more Daimah, that the Shnei Lechem is more Daimah, is more like the Kerb Minchas Aymer than a Minchas Kanim is like the Minchas Aymer. So why do I say Lohitzi, that Minchas Shnei Lechem does not need Shemin and Levoina? Why don't I say the opposite? Lohitzi Minchas Kanim. And the rabbis minchas shtei lechem. So maskan, the answer that we had before, mistavra nefesh. It's more of a source to say that a korban yoch, the minchas yoch that a kohen brings, that's daima to a stam mincha. That's more mistavra to say there he does need shemen and levoina. And we have a miyat somebody says he does not need it. His mistavra say goes on something else. So therefore, we'll be medayit to say that the lechem upon him, that the shtei lechem does not need not shemen and not levoina. Now the Mishnah says, V'chayovim al Hashem b'fnei atzmoi, V'chayiv al Levoina b'fnei atzmoi. If you put it on a minchas chayta is supposed to be without shemen and without Levoina. If you put shemen into the minchas Levoina, you're over lav. Yichayiv al Hashem b'fnei atzmoi. If you put Levoina, yichayiv for putting Levoina b'fnei atzmoi. Like we see in the Gemara, both of these have a lav mefurish. So therefore it's allowed not to put shemen onto the three menachos we had in the Mishnah, that's a chareva, and the same thing not to put levoina. What's going to be nosna leha shemen psola? When you put shemen on it, amaisi, you pass on the mincha. You pass on the mincha s'cheita. You pass on the mincha s'cheita. Levoina, let's say you b'dievet, you put levoina, chew you over the lav, but here you do not pass on the mincha. The yetzer is your katenu. You could just collect it, take off the mincha, and then the mincha is still kosher for mincha schreita or mincha seita. What's going to be nosan shemen al shiureho? Like after you took off the kmitza from this menach mincha schreita, now the shirayim is left over with the kanam teat, on that you put shemen. So there the locher is, ain't the way the belays to say, you're not over lav. The lav is only not to put shemen on the mincha before you make a kmitza. But after you can make a kmitza, then there's no lav. Nosan kli, agabe kli. Let's say you put a kli that has shemen on it, agabe kli that has the minchas chayter on it. So locher is leip sol does not become posel, because there only says you cannot put shemen into the flour itself, or but stam putting a kli agabe kli on that you're not chayiv. Rashi says nosan kli b'toicha shemen agabe kli shaminchas chayter leip posel does not posel. It only passes the shemen goes inside the mincha schoita. But if it does not go inside the mincha, it does not pass all the mincha. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, word like this. The Pasuk says, Lo yosem alehen shemen. You're not allowed to put, not on this mincha schoita, or mincha schoinoish, you cannot put shemen. V'yim shom posel. But if you do put shemen, it passes the mincha. Yochel, I would have thought to say the same thing applies, Lo yitin aleh levon. You should not put levon on top of the mincha. But v'yim nosem posel. If you put levoina inside the mincha, you pass on the mincha. On this, Talmud Lomer says no. Ki chatis. It says a posik, ki chatis. Rashi claim, afilu nosna le levoina, still mikri chatis and mechaperis. Now, even though by the effort you put levoina, it does not pass on the mincha. Still it's kosher, still it's mechaperis. Yoch Leibor thought to say, af shemem, the same locha by shemem also, but the effort still is kosher. Talmud Lomer says the word he. No, it says the word chatisi, only he is kosher, not with something else. So the Reuben Amiyat. So the Solomon must question, Ma Reis, how do you know? Lifsa b'shemen, to say when oil comes into the mincha, passes the mincha, or lahach shem levoina. And if you only put levoina on top, it's still kosher. Why not say the other way? So the Gemara says, yes. Post on the b'shem makes a lot of sense to say that if oil comes into this mincha's posel, she'ef shel loloitoi. Or machshe, because there's no way to take the shemen out. Once the shemen comes into the oil, you can't, into the flour, you can't get it out. Therefore, there's no way to make a kosher anymore. Again, sheyef shel loloita, you can't get it out. Mashenkin umachshra ni belavoina. I'll be machshra says kosher when levoina falls in. Share shalu oitom, because it's possible to take out levoina. So therefore, I'll say by levoina, that's the riba to say, but yevet chatis is still a minchas choita. Mashenkin he is coming to teach us that when shemen comes in, then it's possible. Nothing more says boyi rabba barafuno Reb Yechanan. Rabba barafuno asked the question of Reb Yechanan. What's going to be nosa nolel levoino shechuka mao? Let's say you put levoino on top of it, shechuka was mamish ground up very well, and it's come out impossible to get it all out of the flour, got mixed in very well. So mamish have ground up well levoino that fell into the flour. Mao, what's going to be the locha? Is it pulsa now or not? What's the shaila? Mishum diyev shaloyta v'ol yev shaloyta. Is the real smell why levoina is still kosher is because even though levoina falls on top of the mincha, but you can take it out. Normally the frankincense, the levoina is of pieces, of little bigger pieces. So you can take them out. So since it's possible to get them out, then you will get them out, that's why it's kosher. But here that you cannot get it out anymore, it's ground up so well like regular flour got mixed in, it's not possible to take it out, it'll be possible. Or don't know, mishum the way mivla, the smell that was not absorbed in the flour. It's not like oil. When oil goes into flour, it gets absorbed. It's mavliya inside it. But levoin, even though it's very soft, very fine, like the flour, it's not absorbed in the flour. That's the reason why it's so kosher. It's still called like separate pieces. It's, even though you can't separate them, but they're separate pieces. If so, v'hanami lo hiroso. This levoin, even though it's ground up and they're very fine, still it's not absorbed in the flour. So that's the shalom. What's the heter of levoin? So Toshima coming here. It says Levoina Yikotemu that Balavoina says the Mishnah, you could take it off. So Mashma, that's the Ikoretta, the fact it could be taken away. But here that was ground up so well you can't take it away, maybe it's possible. So Mara says, no, that's not a proof for the Mishnah. Dilma Chod V'yod Krama. The Mishnah says one, but there is another Reitza. Chod is one reason is the Lo Nivla. Could be one reason why it's mutter is because it was not absorbed. V'yod, the second reason is Yikotemu. But maybe you have Miraya in a case where you can't Yilkotenu, where it's ground up so fine you cannot take it out, maybe it's Lukosh, you have no proof. Torah Shema coming here says Mach Shani Belevoino Shef Shaloito that I'll be Machsha by Levoino. Why? Shef Shaloito, that's the price before. There's more of a swear to say that when Levoino mixes into the Mincha, it's still kosher because it's possible to separate it. So the Churat Smashma, you have to be able to separate it. Worse again says no, maybe there's no proof. Hochinam here also maybe choda v'yoid krum. It says one and it means another one also. That really each one by itself is a matter, so you have no proof. Somewhere says if so, my heavy love us the mask on over here. Some Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Tani would learn like this. Minchas choita or minchas kinois shenos and alel levoina. That both of these menochas are supposed to be dry. If you do put Levoino on top of a minchas choita, minchas choita, so malakit, that's a levoino ksheira, that you have to separate levoino, then it becomes kosher. But v'yimach l'liket levoinosa, let's say before you took out the levoino, before you separated it, chishev aleh, now you had a machshav on this mincha, machshav psula, bein chus l'zmano, you had a mind teed at the wrong time, or bein chus l'mkaim at the wrong place, pesel v'yim b'koros, there's only chalap psula on it, but there's no chorus. So why is there no chorus, vice tois? Because this carbon is possible anyway right now. Because the amount of levoina is mixed into it, it's possible you can't use it. So here you see clearly, what's matter the minchoni when you take out the levoina completely? But because the amount of levoina is mixed up with the mincha, it's psula anyway. So if you have a machshavas pigle, it's not chal pigle, it's not chal achiv chorus. But only, in mishalikta levoinosa, let's say after you took out, you separated levoina, then you made the mincha kosher. Now mechashav aleh, now the kain has a mind, chuslim kaimai teed at the wrong place. It's possible in the chorus, like every chuslim kaimai, only makes a psalm not chorus. But here, if you have in mind chuslim zmanai, you have a mind to eat the mincha the wrong time, tigol v'chayav malav chorus. So, koponim, yeah, tigol v'chayav malav chorus. Shakopon, this is the raya that when is the mincha kosher? Only when you take out all the levoina. But if now a case where the levoina was ground up so well, it's not possible to separate it, then the mincha is still possible.
Now the more is the question, Fetehev pach, Rashi hach mincha, Pioid shehalavoyne b'toichin, now that lavoyne is still mixed into it, it should be kil nofale pach shemen. Why isn't the code right now as if shemen falls into it? It shouldn't be chozi, and therefore should not be chalap sumach shava klau. So Rashi is like, the more is this like, Fetehev pach means right now when lavoyne is mixed up in the mincha, so right now the mincha is possible, let it be like shemen fell into it. Via my possible b'machshava. Why is machshava possible altogether? Dichoyu. L'chura is called dichoy. Like at this time, since it can't be used, so chura is a dochoy. It's not like a mincha right now. So machshava should not help at all. So it says, Om Rabbaya, chattis kaya rachmona no. The Torah calls it a chattis, Rashi says. Afilu kinosan levoina. Even when you have levoina inside, it still is called a chattis. So it's called a good mincha. Hilkach manya bo machshava l'nisol. Therefore, kol pon of the machshava you have now helps to pass it. And achnami, pigul is not chal because it's possible anyway. But our kol ponim is called a mincha no, but the machshava now passes it. That even though later when you take out the levoina, really it should become kosher, but if you had a machshava's psul, b'shas levoina was mixed in, that's the chiddush that chattis here is still called a chattis that the machshava would pass it. That's the Gdorim now. The Kolzaman, the Levoina is on it. It's like a psul right now, it's not usable. But our Koponim is called a Chattis, that when you take it off, it becomes kosher. So if you have a Machshava right now, quit Paschal, even the lady, you take off the Levoina, still remain Paschal. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.